Last time we talked about the suffering of the aging, no? That you can see in the liberation palm, so you can read it. I think then you will get it. Now today we'll talk of the suffering of the illness and the suffering of the death. Okay, the suffering of the illness. Okay, that is the, I think everyone knows, no one wants the illness, no? That is one of the very difficult suffering, yeah. But the general thing is the suffering, there are the different sufferings. Something, the suffering of the illness, there are the illness with the mental illness and the physical illness, no? So now the time is that the physical illness is also when very, I mean, the difficult periods. All the people have, sometimes we have, all the people, so many people have to face that, yeah. So whatever, one thing is that what we have to know, that the suffering of the, when you look at the suffering of the illness, this is something like that. Usually when the people get the sick, always people, it will affect a lot of the people mental states. Mental state, it's an effect like that. When you people get the sick, so that will affect them mentally, and the, they will feel that the why they are having like this disease. So that is something like that. When you choose the why me, that makes the physical illness the more difficult to challenge and overcome the physical illness. Generally, the, if you look at the physical illness, mainly there are the many reasons the why we are facing. The one main reason, one reason is also we cannot control the, our tongue. That is the one reason why we are having a lot of the physical illness. That's why they are saying that the, in the human's body, most difficult part to control is the tongue. Whether we cannot control the, our speech, whether we cannot control the, what we eat. That's the true thing. So that's why sometimes we consume a lot of the wrong foods. Wrong food when the over of the, I mean, the excess of the food, like a sweet and whatever, the over excess of the things we consume, so more than the what body needs. So that's also caused the sometimes the physical illness. So that's why I have one experience in the home that my mother, when I eat, my mother used to tell that I eat too much, too exercise, overeating. Then I would, don't eat. The mother tells me that I'm not eating, eat something. You get my phone, yeah? So I'm confused that what to eat or not to eat, especially in the home, okay? So sometimes when I come to the homes, and my mother used to tell, when I eat, so I, my mother used to, I eat too much, too exercise, and something she sometimes she used to tell me. So when I try to now the reduce the eating, then she used to say, I'm not eating too much. Yeah, I have to eat. Again, she will force me to eat. So something like that. So yeah, really the physically illness is very related with the food what we take. So sometimes we consume the food or the overfood consumed because of the attachment to the taste of the food. That is the one reason sometimes we used to get the sick. So that's why I used to say the one thing, we have to eat to live. We don't have to live to eat. We have to eat to live, not to live to eat. So for my case, when the people are giving the food, and that's very difficult. Sometimes when I don't want to eat too much, then people started to feel the food is not tasty. Then they will ask me what happened, the food is not good. So many questions comes. Just lunchtime. So we have the, after the today, this morning, I have the initiation. After finishing the initiation, they had the meeting and the lunch. So that lunch, so I could not eat that much. So they asked the too much of a question, why the food is not good or what happened. So much question arises. So when we eat, again, some people used to say, man, I'm getting the overweight. So difficult to do. So now the age, my size. So that's what really, so this is a, something like that. This is some, so the most important thing is my, something like that. The mainly the physical of the illness, mainly it comes because of the attachment toward the test. So that's why when the Buddha was telling that the monks who just bake and the whatever food they get, eat it. So he wanted to teach the monks to overcome the attachment to the taste. Sometimes we consume the food not because of the health issue, because of the attachment to the taste. So that's the thing. So now here when they talk about the suffering of the illness. So it's illness is suffering of the, generally the one thing we have to know, the one thing that the, when the, we are having the illness, we have to know that, that this is the our body. So that's why when the Buddha was talking of the truth of the suffering, because he told our body itself is the truth of the suffering. So whenever you get the sick, you have to know one thing because of the, this body. When you are having the, this like this kind of the, such a body, always there will be the some of the difficulties like a sickness always we have to face. Yeah, so that's why, okay, so that's why here in the liberation form, it told the suffering of the illness. Suffering of the illness is, so whenever you, we had some illness, we don't have to think that the why only me, because it happens, it can happen to the anyone. So that's why Buddha said that the, who are helping the sick people, again, a lot of the merits. So especially now the, in this 21st century, now the more is the sickness, or not the physical sickness, mental sickness, especially the anxiety and the depression. really it hurts a lot of the people. So anxiety and the depression and like this, a lot of the people now they're getting the difficulties with that, no? So this is something like that. This is something. So that is, I think, the physically illness is something that the really it's sometimes we cannot. It's really helpless. But the mental, mainly 90%, we need it. Self, when you cannot think yourself the very properly. Sometimes we cannot think ourselves the very right way. So that's why makes us a lot of the, I mean, the mental illness. So physical illness is sometimes really helpless. So it occurs. So here all this they are talking about, this is a talking where you can see the all these pages we are talking about a journal of the sufferings of the samsara. Yeah, so this is something with samsara. So as I told you before, when the introducing the lot of the suffering, it is just like the teaching accept suffering. Accepting the suffering and also it's a creating or encouraging to challenge the suffering. So that's the one thing is that sometimes it's a quite so sometimes what I feel is quite difficult to for young ages about the offering, because they one day sometimes it's quite difficult for them to understand these issues.
Pardon, Gela?
Yeah, I'm telling that sometimes it's quite difficult to introduce that this of the suffering for the young ages about the talking of the sufferings, all this, because these also sometimes they feel that we are Buddhism introducing the lot of the negative points and a lot of the negative points. Discouraging people, they feels like that. In the actually, it's not like that. So that's why I think the late Pope John Paul, he wrote a one book. Late Pope, okay, late Vatican Pope John Paul wrote a one book called "The Crossing the Hope of the Threshold."
The half of the treasure.
Threshold, yeah, crossing the hope of the threshold, written by the late Pope John Paul. So in that one. He Pope have said that Buddhism, when he look at the world, sees it full of the suffering, very negative way. One chapter, I think he's explained that way. Yeah. So Buddhism point of view, yeah, suffering. When you're looking at the suffering, we are teaching the acceptance and the overcoming the suffering. So that's why Buddhism point of view, the world might be there, the lot of the suffering. Also, we are saying that there are so many ways to overcome the suffering. Also, two sides for the suffering and the overcoming the suffering. So we are saying that there might be the lot of the suffering in this world. Also, there are a lot of the ways to overcome the suffering. Okay, then again, then the later on that, then in the suffering of the death. So you can see under that page number, not there, no?
Yes.
So that's a page, so suffering of the death, yeah. Suffering of the death is the first, before starting that, generally, first we have to understand the what is death. So this is the one point that is a complicated question, what is the death? Medical point of view. Definition of the death. Buddhism point of the definition death won't be the same. Especially for the time Vajrayana point of view, death is a totally different the definition of the death. What does the death from the means from the Vajrayana point of view? It's also different. So that's why the death is a something like that. So that's why death is the first way I have to know the what is the death. The death suffering of the death. So you might know what is it, you might think that you know the death, but exactly we have to know the right definition of the death. I will give you a very simple way, one point. Maybe 1 week back, I was giving the public teaching in here, so about the Amitabha's Pure Land, way how to born in the Amitabha's Pure Land. So I told them what the most important, what is the first step to we have to take to born in the Amitabha's Pure Land. So first step, what we have to take to born in the Amitabha's Pure Land, that we have to know. So I told them the first step to take to the born in Amitabha's pure land is to die. Only when you die, then only it is possible to the born in the Amitabha's pure land. Without dying, how can you be born in Amitabha's pure land? So first step to born in Amitabha's pure land, to die. So this is something like, if you look for any different religions, if you look from Christianity, any other religion, Hinduism, Jewish, every religion, different tradition, if you look at the death, they consider it's the end. Only the Buddhism point of view, it is not one side of the end. Also, it's one side, it's a beginning. So Buddhist way of the looking, the death is a little different than any other religion. Other religion, they look at the death as an end. Buddhism point of view, end, also beginning, also end. I know that many of the people, they want to born in the Amitabha's Buddha's pure land. I know that. But still, they don't want to die. Without dying, how can you born in the Amitabha pure land? It's impossible. If you really want to be born in Amitabha's pure land, you have to learn how to die. So that's why it's saying that. So that's why it's saying that the Buddhism point of view, death. When they are looking at the death, they are looking at the many different ways of looking at the death. So that's why, so the some of the great practitioners, when they look at the death, they will see it as not a suffering. It sees as one of the beginning. So as I told the last time, still, and the, I feel my master is still not passed away. That is the one of my feeling and my believing. That my I feel that still he is not passed away. He is still alive. So as I told you before, if I deal with like this issue with a psychologist, definitely they will tell I need some medication to take. Yeah. So point is that now that coming back to the death, now the suffering of the death. Generally, when the normal people, when they look at the death, it is that they don't have any positive point. They cannot see any positive point in the death. So it is because the unwanted. Now they hear the from the when you look from the Vajrayana point of view, there is a many opportunities that still exist at the time of the death to get the people to get the liberate from the samsara. So that's why the some people, so you know that there is one Shakespeare's, there is one poem. So I like that very much, the Shakespeare. So he said the one thing, the seeking for the bubble reputation, even in the cannon's mouth. So sometimes we seek for the fame and the name. So even if we jump in the cannon's mouth, you know, the big gun's mouth, even if a person will die, in the just jump in the front of the big guns, seeking for the bubble reputation, even in the cannon's mouth.
Seeking for the bubble reputation.
He says that reputation is the fame is just like the bubble. It's a really the use. Seeking for the bubble reputation, Rama, even in the cannon's mouth, Rama. Mm-hmm. So this way, the point is that now the way how we look at the death, that is now the one big point. So Buddhism, yes. Especially Vajrayana point of view, when you're looking at the death, it says that at the time of the death, still we have the very heavy chance to liberate ourselves from the samsara. In the normal way, when we look at the death, now I will come back to the, my points of clinically, medically looking for the death. Buddhism, when you're looking at the death, definition is a little different. So one thing you will look at from the medical point, scientific medical point of view, heart stopped the walking and the brain stopped the walking. They are the two things. When the heart still, when the brain stopped the walking, still the heart is not stopped the walking, that state they call the coma, from medical point of view.
That's that we call what, Rinpoche?
Coma state, no? Coma. Coma, C-O-M-A. So from Buddhism point of view, when the heart started to stop the walking, then medically they start to talk about the death. So Buddhism point of view, especially the point of view, when the heart started to stop, then the death is a process is starting. Now the person is not a fully dead. The death process is start. So that's why when the normal person, when the natural person, when they start to die, when the heartbeat, everything stops, then that he will hit, then the, we will call that the, all the settled consciousness start to activate. When the settled consciousness started to activate, he cannot hear, he cannot talk anything. But the medically, they might be declared as a death, but the, still they will be the settled consciousness, settled mind will start to activate. So I think I told that all the death process before, isn't it, Jade? I think I told, isn't it?
Jade. Yes,
Yeah. So who have not heard, just listen to the deepcard.com, okay? Who have not heard, they just go to the deepcard.com, listen in deepcard.com, okay? Okay, so the death process at the later, that end of the death process, we call the clear-eyed mind will arise. At the state of the clear-eyed mind, then the clear-eyed mind will see the emptiness. That is the state when we have to realize the emptiness. When that state, when we realize the emptiness, then we can liberate from the lower realms. This experience occurs to everyone who dies. So person who have not practiced the emptiness, so when they, at the time of the death, when the clear light mind arises, when they see the emptiness, they will not recognize it. So with the person with the practicing the emptiness, at the, that state, when the clear light mind arises, they will recognize the emptiness and they will liberate from the bond in the lower realms. So that state, realizing the emptiness on the that state and the that state, some people live for so many days at that state, at the time of the death, when the clear light consciousness arises, they realize the emptiness and all meditate on that state, and they live in that state so many days, so we call the death state meditation. So these are the main factors of the Vajrayana, to realizing the clear light consciousness, to using that of the settled clear light consciousness. These are the main factors of the Vajrayana. So Vaitnam in the Vajrayana means just getting the initiation, you will feel that. Vajrayana means just seeing the very furious deity, that is a Vajrayana. That is not a real Vajrayana. Real Vajrayana is a to realizing the clear light mind inside what we are having. Using this, the subtle consciousness, to realize the emptiness. That is the main purpose of the Vajrayana. So slowly you will understand. Okay, that not so slowly now. Okay. sometimes they are saying that in the humans, most complicated is the brain. So it has a scientifically, they are only knowing the 10 or 15% of the brains. Brain is the most complicated thing. Yeah? So something like that, from the, in our mind, there are a lot of the consciousness, very subtle consciousness, where sometimes we are not knowing it. There are a lot of the subtle consciousness. This is the Vajrayana, using the old consciousness to do the fact of that, the Vajrayana. Okay, so that's why now we come to the death. Okay, now the start. So the suffering of the death is something like that. Okay, now the from Vajrayana point of view, as I told you before, there's still a lot of the opportunities and to at the time of the death. So they also talk because of positive points. Okay, so now that we think about the death of the suffering of the death. Okay, suffering of the, now the second thing is on this point, you have to understand the suffering of the death. Generally, the death is a wanted, that's everyone unwanted thing. Yeah, death. So it's a very sad. Once it happens to anyone, okay? But this is something that I think in the Buddha's life story, this is a very famous Buddha's story. So at the lifetime, the one mother came to the to the Buddha's place and they carried the whole dead son and asked the Buddha to bring the son back from the death. So the mother's name is Kesab Gautami. So that is a whole real name, okay, Kesab Gautami, okay? I think you all know this story, no? So this is from the story at the Buddha's time, when the Buddha was that's teaching. So he wanted to show that the death comes to the everyone. So that's why it's a suffering for, really, it's a suffering. Whoever faces the any or the who have, so it falls on anyone. It's a one form, it's a very sad. Especially when you lost someone, very close friend or a close relative, whenever you lost it, it's a sad. Yeah, one point is a very sad. And one point also that it's also when being that like this, also from Buddhism point of view, when you look at this point, it's a little bit differently. But Buddhism point of view, what we have to think is that it is not happening for the only for the some particular people. It happens to the all. It can happen to the anyone. So that's why what's happened with anyone. And the one other thing is that the Buddhism point of view, what we can do is the whoever passed away, still we can help them. That is the one Buddhism positive point. So that's why still we can pray. Still we can pray and still we can help them, whoever born, whoever passed away. So that's why sometimes I always have the one feeling. Sometimes always a feeling that usually in the Tibetan, there is one saying, when the old peoples, they used to say that something, when they pray, for ask for the praying, they used to say that, don't let me in the hell. Don't let me go to the fall in the hell. So there are the few old people who always used to tell me that, don't let them fall in the hell. These old people think that I'm keeping the key of the hell. But the point is that still that is how they passed away, many of them passed away. But when passed away, sometimes when I think, really, if they're born in the hell, I always feel that I should be in the hell. Really, they trust me. So that's why the one point is that, so that's why the thinking something like that, so that's why my point is that when you think about like this way, so something like that this way, even the person who passed away, still you can think for the very positive thoughts for them. So that's why when you look at someone who passed away, still we can do a lot of things like praying for them. So an example, so when you look at the past service, so one time one person have asked me the one question, so that someone goes to him, pass away, now what to do? So so someone asked the here, someone very close to pass away, so what to do? Then I asked him, you chant the medicine Buddha mantra, maybe 50,000 or something like that. I told them. So something like that, when you look at someone who are the close one who passed away, when you look at it, I know that you will feel the sad. The feeling sad will not help you or that person who passed away. For the sake of the person who passed away, do something. Chant a mantra or the read some, maybe some commitment to chant maybe 100,000 or 2,000 or the 10,000 or the like a commitment, and then do it for the sake of the person who passed away. Normally people, when they look to someone who passed away very close, they will only try to feel the sad and sad and sad. That is it's not going to help you, or that is not going to help the person who passed away. So my point is that when you look at the very person, when you look at someone to the passed away who are very close to you, for the sake of them, try to do something. Maybe you can chant some mantra or do something whenever that person's image comes into your mind. Okay, this is the second point. Now the third point, okay, about the death of the suffering. Okay, third point now. Now the death, when you look at now the second point, and now the third point about the death, okay, suffering of the death. Third point, you feel the life. You have to feel the happy, you are not death. Think of that all the day. When you morning, when you wake up, you have to feel the happy joy that you have not died. So that always you have to feel sometimes. So that's a Tibetan way of saying that something when the valuable things, sometimes once we have in our heart, we don't appreciate it. We will appreciate it only when we lost it. Okay, I will repeat it. Okay, in Tibetan we have the one saying that when in our hand we have the something valuable things, we will not appreciate it. We will appreciate that valuable things only when we lost it. With Tibetan, the one saying like that. So something like this, something like that, we can appreciate when we are living. We will only appreciate when we lost it. Okay, something like that. So on the third part, when you look at the death, one important thing is how you look at the death is something you really have to appreciate that. When you morning wake up, so you have to think that you are not death. So while you're appreciating the death, then you have to think that on the morning, when you're appreciating your life, you have to think that you will live for the very right. You will not live the life as useless way. Okay. That you have to think. So that's why if you look think that way, then still then you will feel the life really that you will appreciate of the living up till now. Okay, so that's an important thing. Okay. Okay, now generally when you look at the death of the suffering here in the liberation palm, it talks the death suffering as a something like that. It's a suffering. Death is one of the worst suffering in the every human society. So when you look at the death, as I told you, there are the three points as I told you. The death, no? Looking from the Vajrayana point of view. Then the also looking the Vajrayana point of view, and the second point, when you look at the death of the others, how you can do. Third point, you have to feel yourself appreciating that still you are living. These three points you have to look. Okay. So third point is the general thing. So on the third point, as I told the last time, so generally in the when we are as a human's life, so there are so many things to, especially with the living, with lifestyle, with the changing the lifestyle, with the healthy lifestyle, that's a very important. To change the healthy lifestyle, we have to less consume of the alcohol or the less consume of the meat is very important. So that's why also I think there's something like especially like consuming the less of the alcohol and consuming the less of the meat is also very important for the health issue. So also the changing the lifestyle also affect a lot on the health. That's a very important. So that you should have to also think very careful of the lifestyle also. Then we will start from the page number, okay? Now the other suffering, they talk about the general suffering of the samsara, the page number 7, the suffering of the being separated from the beautiful. Okay, so what will we do is that today I will stop here, okay? Okay, thank you, and today stop here, okay?
Yes, thank you, Vila.